Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
9:45, quarter till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to Mike Pearlstein, WWL TV investigative reporter. Decisions and actions have consequences. And, man, when it comes to restoring juveniles, that's what we're talking about. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm fine.
You're the reporter. You tell me the story, my friend. I'm going to sit back and listen and ask you if I have any questions.
Well, the one thing that most people may know about if they followed the news was an escape from the juvenile justice jail, otherwise known as Juvenile Justice Intervention Center, back in September, in which a 17-year-old named Carlos Taylor fled out of a courtroom, unshackled, no handcuffs, through a couple of unlocked doors, hopped a fence, and is now accused of carjacking a 72-year-old woman, 73 now, in that parking lot of the LSU Dental School nearby. So it was a really, high-profile breach. There was a press conference. There was an all-points bulletin, a manhunt that expanded throughout South Louisiana before they finally captured Carlos Taylor in Baton Rouge. He is now facing all kinds of additional charges, not just the carjacking, the charge that had him in juvenile court in the first place being transferred to adult court on attempt murder, but now he's accused of being part of a, you know, criminal gang with a whole host of charges. So what was not known at the time of that escape and carjacking was that there was an almost identical escape, didn't get very far, I'm calling it an escape attempt, back in January. And that led to all kinds of finger-pointing, blame, proposed remedies to basically secure these gaps, these security lapses. And all of the acrimony didn't allow that to happen. And the most, I guess the most simple solution would have been a lock on a door that leads from the court to the jail, to a corridor that leads to the jail, and it never happened until Carlos Taylor, at that point, the director of the JJIC, Deshelle Williams, said despite the judge's misgivings about a lock, as the judges say would have posed a risk to them in case of emergency like a fire, said, nope, I cannot risk another escape. We've had two now, one that the public knew about with Carlos Taylor, but the other, which I uncovered back in January, almost identical. So it really was a story of missed opportunity, and it really, the consequences were bad enough. We spoke exclusively to Barbara Lane, the 70-plus-year-old longtime New Orleans entertainer, who, while she was not hurt, her car was wrecked, her belongings stolen, music, sheets of music that she had for decades, all gone because of this incident. So real cautionary tale that fortunately we were able to get a hold of a whole string of documents, emails, and letters back and forth between the judges and the jail over these security lapses.
And there's also a question about restraints, right?
Yeah, so the restraints, and it had us digging deep into the Children's Code, where there's a special set of laws for juveniles, obviously because of their age, are handled differently than adults in the criminal justice system. But at the time of the January escape, Dashiell Williams, head of the jail, she basically put out a policy that we are bringing the juveniles to court in handcuffs and shackles from now on. We cannot risk this type of escape. And some of the judges pushed back. It was allowed for a while, but eventually a defense attorney filed a motion. It went all the way up to the state Supreme Court, pointing out in the Children's Code, you can't have juveniles in handcuffs and shackles in the court itself. Now, you can bring them there in the handcuffs. You can put them on as they go back to be transported to jail. But I guess for the, you know, treating children differently than adults, the handcuffs and shackles come off. And you can see that in, you know, those court hearings where there might be a parent or guardian to see a kid in handcuffs, and for the kid to be in handcuffs could be traumatizing and actually work against a rehabilitation. However, there's a little kind of sub rule embedded within that law that you can keep the handcuffs and shackles on if you make a motion to the judge on each individual defendant that this kid is a flight risk or a danger. And that was viewed by the jail and the DA's office as just too cumbersome. You know, these are kind of fluid hearings. Sometimes it takes hours, you know, to bring a kid into a court. The dockets are not timed that precisely. So to come with a motion for each individual kid that you think is a danger was viewed as just not viable. And another argument from the jail was, of all of the juveniles who are arrested, most do get returned home to parent or guardian. And it's just the ones in the most serious crimes, almost all violent crimes, are the ones who are detained. And their argument was, look, the ones who are detained, who are sitting here in our lockup, are already the ones who are a danger, flight risk, and should be in shackles. Well, the court ultimately rejected that. And that then led to the second issue, which was a really simple one. It was about a $25 fix to put a lock on a particular door that leads from court into the corridor that ultimately leads to the jail. And on that one, the jail prevailed. They put that lock on there and said, I'm not putting the public at risk. It's going to stay. The judges objected, but they ended up having a master, I guess, key that the judges and the courts now have. So hopefully that solves this once and for all. But this was the kind of things that go on in juvenile court outside of the public eye because of all of the confidentiality attached to juveniles in our court system.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the time and the story. 9:53, we'll take a break, find out what Newell's got for us when we come back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.